is this decision like we undertake to discover God or to undertake yoga?
Even minimum is only this. I don't want to be bound. You don't need even to think of God or anything. You simply say, I don't want to be bound. It's a minimum. My circumstances are too pressing on me, and I feel as if I am subject to them, I am bound by them. Then you take a decision, I don't want to be bound. The moment you take this decision, you will see that circumstances will begin to change. But not till then. And once you decide, you should decide persistently. That is because your decision now not to hide yourself is not a persistent will. If you keep it persistently, then of course the circumstances will immediately change. But if your will is half-hearted, then circumstances will change, but very gradually, very lethargically, because you have not taken a firm decision that now no more this play. All yoga is basically rooted in this. You decide, I don't want to be bound, and make it a persistent will. In the meantime, during the time when there is no persistence as yet, you will be buffeted. That is all that what all human beings are at present. The present stage of evolution is one in which human beings have begun to see that they do not want to be bound. Even the pressing circumstances are such that we don't want to be bound. But the decision not to be bound is not persistent. So at present we are all experiencing being buffeted by circumstances. So once you take a firm decision, and that is a yogic moment. Yoga means basically a firm decision, a persistent decision, to affirm your freedom and then to realize your real freedom. Gradually your subjection becomes less and less, and when you really move forward, you will begin to perceive the divine, even though you may not have at the beginning seen the divine or decided for the divine. But as you begin to have this will, there will be unveiling of what is behind this will, and you will discover the divine behind it. So therefore yoga means union with the divine's will. But it can start only with this minimum decision, and then make it persistent, and then you attain to that stage.
But it was the secret of eventology that you talked about.
That's right, correct, absolutely. You want to ask something? Yes, please. I have coined that word eventology. Eventology may be defined as science and art of creating events. How to change the events, how to change the trend of events . Actually every science gives you capacity for eventology, every science, because you know the secret of electricity and how electricity can be produced. Now you just switch on and you can produce the light. It's also kind of eventology. There is naturally darkness. In the natural event, it is only darkness coming after darkness. if you want light suddenly, you know the secret, so you can just switch on and you get the light. So every science actually is a movement towards eventology. But we have not yet got that science as yet. It's also a matter of research. How can you change your circumstances? As yet we do not know the science of it. Therefore we do not know the eventology of circumstances. But if you know the science of it, and this is the science of it, the basic principle is this. You take a decision that you do not want to be subjected to the present events. Then persistently will it, and the result will come in changing the circumstances.